I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hey. All right, so I don't know if this audio is coming through my earbuds or if it's coming through the phone microphone, but I'll make do with whatever. If it's the headphones or the earbuds, you're going to probably hear me wheezing and sounding tired because I just got done running with the dog. But anyway, I'm still outside. It's 27 degrees Fahrenheit, and it feels really good after you run. And I'm proud of myself today because I'm trying to get back into it as full force as I can. Winter usually is less than kind to me when it comes to motivation. But come here, Rainer. Come here. No. Yeah, there you go. That's some other dog's poo. You don't need to have familiarity with that so much. Okay? Anyway, it has been ages since I've done one of these, and I have to apologize for that because that wasn't my intent. No, sir. In fact, it kind of hit me as a bit of a shock today that I don't think I've done one, I mean, let's be honest, since the election of 2016, which is now a year and some months behind us. So I don't want to use that as an excuse, but it definitely has been an interesting time. I wonder if I'd have kept up the this show, which is kind of self-therapy for me, if I'd have kept it going more consistently, if that may have helped me during that year, because that was a rough year. I'll just be straight up honest with you. If you listen to me on other shows, you've heard me kind of make mention here or there, but especially maybe on the morning show, but it has been hard. I've had a hard time with it. And it's changed my perspective on all kinds of things. It's also the time where I used food as an excuse to sort of, hey, Rainer, come here. To sort of deal with my own headspace, and that means I've gained a lot of weight back that I lost in 2014 and was proud of losing, and now it's kind of back, and I hate that. So, anyway, long story short, I would like to get this thing back on track and be having it happen on the regular. I mean, there's no reason I can't just stop what I'm doing out here and do this. In fact, maybe it's excuse me, it'll help motivate me to get out in the morning and run. Rainer, stop it. It used to be the only time I wouldn't run in the winter is if it was snow everywhere. But because I can deal with the cold, I just can't run on ice and snow. Rainer, that's just a person. It's okay. She's freaking out. Come here. It's okay. Who do you think that is? Oh my gosh, my dog is so smart. Anyway, So what was my point? So anyway, yeah, the diary. It's coming back, baby. Stronger than ever. There's been a lot going on in our lives. This week is crazy. My wife is gone for another 4 days after being gone 3 days. She was in Milwaukee helping my daughter with a photo shoot. Now she's home, but then had to immediately go watch her sister's kids, her five kids. I guess four, because they're taking the baby with them, but they went to the Caymans, long story, and they needed someone to watch the house and the kids for some odd days, I think till Thursday, so Kim's over there doing that, which means Nick and I are home alone, because Carter's off to GDC this week. She's doing it for work. She works up at the University of Utah, where she's also a student, but she's works for the video game, what's it called? Electronic Entertainment something department, whatever it is. It's the department that you can get degrees in for art, animation, game direction, programming, all that. Basically video game school. And she's at GDC this week for that reason. Helping run a booth. She's also spending time in... Rainer, stop it. At the actual convention, going to some of the talks and being at the panels and stuff. Hey, Rainer. It's just a person, dog. Oh my gosh, listen to this. Rainer. What's the matter? That's just a dude. You don't know who that is. Neither do I. Stop it. I picked the wrong place to sit. These people are... I'm actually by a school. I probably look weird out here. Anyway, so that's left me here just trying to make it all happen. And it's fine. I mean, whatever. I'm not complaining, but I got a lot to do. So it's a lot on my mind. Got to go home, get showered, get TMS going. Got an interview today with IMDb. I have no idea what that's going to be like or what that's about. I just said that they want to talk. So I'll find out what that's about. And, you know, otherwise business as usual. We're about a month away from a little less than a month. Or a little more than a month. But anyway, about a month away from the Vegas TMS meetup, which is going to be hectic and kind of Nerdtacular Junior in a lot of ways. I think my initial idea of it was more meetup and less circumstance, you know? Like, less... I don't know. How do I put that? Just, like, it was going to be kind of casual, and it's not so much that now. Which is fine, because I'm happy to be seeing people and giving them more for their trip, but we'll see. May not be a lot of relaxing going on there, and I need a vacation, don't I, Rainer? I do. Anyway, this is just a quick check-in. Nothing too major to talk about today. There's a couple of cool projects going on, though. This week may be a good week to pay attention to me on Twitter and on the Frog Pants site, because I think we're going to launch the Kickstarter for my playing cards that I'm doing. So, quick rundown on that. When I was a kid, 8 to 10 roughly, I had this idea that one day I would draw and create my own playing cards. Like, and I don't mean like a custom game, I mean like straight up poker cards. Rainer, oh my gosh. And it took until now for me to do it. So, that's gonna finally launch, and that means custom art for face cards like, you know, King, Queen, Jack, stuff like that. But I also hand drew all of the standard symbols, so all of the, you know, clubs, diamonds, I was thinking of Lucky Charms for a minute. Clubs, diamonds, what else is there? Hearts, spades, what's the other one? What's the fourth one? Clubs, hearts, diamonds, spades. No, I got them all. That's it. And jokers, of course. That's what I'm thinking of. And then the card backs and all that stuff. So I just always wanted to do it, and I'm finally doing it. I can't believe it took me this long. It's kind of a pain in the a. It's 56 cards. No, wait, 52 plus 2, so 54 cards, I guess. But we're going to do a bunch of potential bonus unlocks for the Kickstarter and stuff. So that's something excited about, or something I'm excited about and should have maybe this week launching it, or close to it, or ready to at least have people have a place to go preview it or something. I don't know. I think this will be the week for that. And it's just kind of a weird fulfillment of this thing I had when I was younger. I just really wanted to do it. On the heels of that, the parenting book is coming along. It's all waiting for art from me. So once again, it's Scott holding that process up. Kim has done her fine work. And we've done all the writing, really. But I got a bunch of stuff to do on that. And then some other cool projects after that. So there's a lot going on. It's all cool. All the shows are doing great. I don't really have anything to complain about. But the only complaint I guess I have is I've let this show languish. So I'm not going to do that anymore. So I'll let you go for now. I've got to get the dog to poo one more time before I get her home. And I'll see you guys next week for another and new episode of Diary of a Cartoonist.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.